Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
We all just... they're not getting it.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I would like to do it with all of our animals. Boy, save that for the mixtape.
And James Strebel.
I'm fat. I'm sweaty.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
The only thing around us, really, that's very close that stays open late is a Hooters. So we were closing down the Hooters last night.
The conversation that we were having on the air or off the air as we were getting ready to go on the air, I think that's where I want to lead today. As amateurism is falling apart in the NCAA, we'll talk about that. As Big Blue Nation swoons over Reed Sheppard over the weekend, as Mitchell Hannigan. Hey, Mitch, what's going on? Had a big weekend of Donnie losing, Ben Simmons being urinated on, everything in between. I think we start with Mitch. If Denmark loses today to Russia and Mark Blankenbaker, our guy's going to have to pay the man. Our guy is down. He might be down $1,000. We'll get to that. Oh. Fellas, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Hi, Mitch.
Other than that, what a great weekend to kick off the summer of book. What a great weekend to kick off the summer of book.
Yeah, I was wrong on that. I do want to talk about that. I said this could be the summer of Donnie.
Yeah.
You know, he could make it to the finals. You know, he'd lose and he'd average 35 points a game and nobody would hold it against him. And then he would go to the Olympics. Instead, I think that's what Devin Booker's going to
end exactly up doing. Exactly what he's going to end up doing. It's going to be reversed. Instead of Donnie, it's Devin.
Well, I may have missed that one. I was trying to be optimistic. And that, damn it, that's what I get. That's what I get.
Louisville Twitter, you know, they convinced you it's going to be the summer
Louisville
of Twitter's
Donnie. Never convinced me of anything. Louisville and BBN Twitter, they've never literally convinced me of one thing.
Not one thing.
Other than how stupid they are sometimes.
Yeah, there we go.
That would be the only thing. Well, how was Father's Day, Big Rig?
It was great. It was a nice, relaxing day. Yeah, I enjoyed myself.
Okay.
It was great.
What were your, I can't remember, what were your five, didn't you have four or five principles
on
Father's Day?
We hit a few of them on the show on Friday.
We'll go through all these, but what are they?
Alone time.
Yeah.
Nap time.
All right, hang on. I'm writing all these down.
Okay.
Nap time.
Drink as much as you want.
Okay.
Being able to, you know, grill if that's your thing, and sit out and grill all you want to do.
Again, you do all these things except for one.
Yeah.
On a consistent basis.
It sounds
like a Tuesday for you.
It really is. I forgot what the fifth one was off the top of my head.
Well, they're supposed to be your commandments.
Yeah, I've got
these are, you don't have to look it up.
Okay, but I had another one too. But yeah, yesterday was a fun day.
Mitch, how bad are you hurting right now gambling? How bad is it? 1-800-9-WITH-IT. How bad is it? Because I was off Thursday and Friday, and you were up several hundred dollars.
Oh, we were on an absolute heater, and it just cooled down as much as it could cool down starting Saturday morning in the gutless French soccer team.
So the French lost to who? Hungary?
They tied.
Oh, they tied. Okay.
1-1, correct?
Yes. And your boy was driving down 64 heading to Lexington. We can get into why I was in Lexington later in the show.
There's only one reason you would go to Lexington.
And I was just firing off live bets for the French, not watching a single second of the game, just knowing that they're 10 times better than Hungary, and he couldn't score a freaking goal to win the match.
You don't know they're 10 times better than
they're
Hungary.
They're the favorites to win this whole damn tournament, and they can't be Hungary? They can't be Hungary?
Well, Hungary's hungry.
They are. They're hungry for that championship.
They're hungry.
Damn right. It's in the name. It's in the country.
They're hungry for some footy.
Yeah. So it's France's fault. France started the avalanche.
France did start the avalanche. I don't think we've hit a bet since.
Streeple also got his hair cut. Did you do that for Father's Day?
No, it had just been a while, and so Friday.
A little trim for Father's Day?
I just had a trim just to have a trim.
Little manscape for Father's Day?
Yeah, it got to the point where when I put on a hat, my hair was just, like, flowing out of the hat. And so I was like, yeah, that's usually the barometer where I decide to get a haircut. So I got one on Friday.
Does your wife, like, prod you to get a haircut?
No, she didn't care. No, okay. That's all me. Yeah, yeah.
Texas says, for the French.
Yeah. It's inevitable.
I'm telling you. Mitch, I want you to look down. I want you to look down to the text that ends with 4750. Because I contend this guy has texted this same text in for like 2 years for Streeble.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I swear. We may read it later on.
Okay.
It has to do with a little kiss.
A little kiss.
Yeah,
a little kiss. Who am I kissing?
Little smooch smooch. Who aren't you kissing?
Well, there's only one person I'm kissing.
You're kissing Bleep. You're kissing John Calipari's bleep.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That must be it. Of course. Yeah. If that's it, then that's fine. I can kiss John Calipari. Well, I don't want to say that. Never mind. Never mind.
What did I miss? Anything? Did I miss anything?
No.
Did you guys talk about anything?
We very heavy on name, image, likeness, especially since Friday when Mark Emmert's like, we're coming up with a plan before the end of the month. So that's and Keytrell Clark and a lot of that. So that's mainly what carried the conversation the last couple days.
Steve Kragthorpe had press conferences where you believed he could coach football, too.
Yeah,
that's
true.
The way I feel about Mark Emmert.
Yeah.
Well, the news today, and we're going to talk with David Lust coming up. Dan Lust coming up. He is a sports law professor, along with just, I mean, he's all over Twitter. I do you follow him?
I do not. But I need
okay.
To.
You, well, you
I
need
will.
To.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm going to. Yeah.
I would say, Mitch, I mean, he goes on a lot of local radio. I know he's doing a bunch today. And so, you know, the story comes out at about 11 o'clock or so, 10:30, 10:45,
yeah.
Something about that, that the Supreme Court. Mitch, can you name one member of the current Supreme Court?
Come on,
Kavanaugh.
Mitch.
There you go.
It's the main guy, right?
No, he's not the main guy. It's John
he's
Roberts.
One of the main guys.
No, but there's only nine of them?
There's nine of them.
There's only nine. So, yes, he is one of
he
the
is
nine.
He's one of the main guys, yes.
By the way, Mitch, you're going to do good at this Denmark game. They've had like five corner kicks in a row here. I mean, it's.
Knock on wood, man.
These Russians,
man. I can't even
watch
it.
Is Blank okay?
I think during a
break on 93.9, ask Blank and Baker if he's okay, if he's nervous watching Russia in soccer today, and say that's from us.
Directly
from us.
I actually saw Blank on Friday. We didn't talk.
Oh boy,
just a couple waves, a little
couple
smile.
Waves?
Yeah,
you giving L's down.
I did talk to Biscuit. I did have a conversation with Biscuit.
Did
but
you?
Yeah. Blake was, you know.
He was icy.
He was a little icy. A little icy.
Because it's our fault that he may
have cheated
at trivia.
Yes,
yeah.
It's our fault.
It's our fault.
Yeah, it was funny because Jack Grossman was doing, you know, he was producing the show, and I peeked my head in the 93.9 studios, and Jack said, this is the perfect time. He's actually defending himself about cheating right now. So I went, I smiled real big, and I waved at him. It was great.
I like that. That makes,
yeah,
that makes me happy.
Yeah.
No, it really does.
True story.
So the NCAA gets knocked today, and the question that I have is, what does this do to amateurism? What does it do to the – I believe amateurism is stupid. I have said as much. What does it do for name, image, and likeness? What does it do for the NCAA? The crux of what happened today, and I think, you know, Diener always says doing math on the radio is not good radio, and I agree with that.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And so me trying to go through a lawsuit is bad radio, and God knows we've done that enough here with
recently,
UofL,
yeah.
and now with the NCAA and everything going on. But basically, the Supreme Court today ruled 9-0, which for someone like me who does not pay attention to these sorts of things, unanimous seems to be something something that probably doesn't happen a lot.
It's rare.
I would imagine, especially when you have people from both sides of the aisle on a, I would say a panel, but the Supreme Court. I know I'm supposed to respect them. I apologize. but the Supreme Court ruled unanimously today in Alston versus NCAA. Alston was, I mean, this was several years ago, a former West Virginia player along with other players who won a district court decision against the NCAA, and that was affirmed today. And the NCAA, quite frankly, was called out for amateurism, and it's not about paying players. It's about, you know, providing them through education with things that they may need, okay?
Right.
So I'm interested to talk to Dan Lust just to find out more about it, just to find out exactly what this does, but what this can open the floodgates to other litigation as the NCAA that they have obviously a decision to make. Are they going to adapt and fundamentally change some of their views, or are they going to buck the trend, as you would say, and become extinct? And I think it's going to be the latter of it. And so I struggle. Here's let me be honest for a second. I struggle with this story because it's not, hey, now you can go pay the now Kentucky and now Kentucky can finally go pay.
Yeah.
And so if you want a big time recruit, John Calipari has a salary cap. Chris Mack has a salary. It's not that.
No.
Okay. But it is going to change how name, image, and likeness is viewed, and it's also going to open up education opportunities that were capped. Mm-hmm. Again, when board, room, tuition, when that is the payment for playing college basketball, you can't put a cap on that,
right?
And a cap has been on that. But that's the educational side. We don't care about the educational side.
No.
And I mean, we don't, okay?
Right.
And so that is kind of my thinking on all of this, is how does this change the actual money side? How does this change the actual amateurism side? How does this affect, in the next couple weeks, name, image, and likeness? How does it change as it pertains to a national? Is it going to be by conferences? Is it going to be by Congress? All of these things, they all are interwoven, if you will, and that's what I'm interested to talk to Dan Lust about coming up at 3:40. And he's doing radio all over the country today.
I'm sure.
And so, I mean, that's what I'm interested in right now is, what does this mean now? What does it not mean? What could it mean, excuse me, for the local schools? Mm-hmm. And all of that. So that story is out there. Have you read up on any of this today?
Yeah, I've been following
along
with it.
You've been following this story today.
Yeah, and one of the things that made me, and I ran into this a little bit on Friday, that made me happy. Not happy, but just the amount of people that think this is terrible. The amount of people that think this is awful, that this is going to destroy college athletics, and that it's going to take away all the innocence from, I mean, they come out of
like
the woodwork.
Like Mitch Barnhart.
Like, yeah, well, maybe him. But, I mean, there are people texting me in on Friday, and they're just like, this is terrible. Jeff Bezos is now going to buy a basketball team for his alma mater, and he's going to ruin everything. I'm like, it's not, they're going to have caps and regulations on this stuff.
Jeff Bezos is going into space.
Yeah, he's going into space.
Bezos might
he's
never come back.
He's not worried about college football or college basketball, but the amount of people that this pisses off is what interests me even more so.
I don't understand.
I don't get it.
I don't care why anyone is bothered by name, image, and likeness. The only people that are bothered about it are the ones that want to see the players get nothing.
Yeah,
they're the ones that will cheer, but they don't want to see them get anything.
Yeah, get anything or succeed in anything outside of just playing basketball for Kentucky or basketball for Louisville or whatever it is. And it's just astonishing to me the amount of people. And even though it was, like you said, it was a both sides of the aisle agreement on Supreme Court. They can't agree 9-0 on anything, but they agree on this because this is a good thing for these athletes, whether it be football, basketball, baseball, whatever it is, it's a good thing. But the people that push back against it, it's just unreal to me. And these are probably the same people like capitalism, yay, socialism, no, those exact same people.
Texas says, did the Supreme Court say anything about Bigfoot?
I wish they would have. I mean, there are some states where Bigfoot is protected.
Really?
Like you can't hunt Bigfoot. You've got to leave Bigfoot alone.
Really?
It's yeah.
It's what they called Mitch's first girlfriend, Bigfoot. Is that right, Mitch?
Oh, Bigfoot. Callaway County, Bigfoot's out again.
Mitch, are you going to have to go pay the man?
I can't even watch this soccer bet. I can't even watch the soccer match. Like it's killing me.
Well, Denmark's had the ball the entire time.
How much do you have on Denmark soccer? We tell the people.
I mean, it's not. I'm still going to be down a bunch, but it'll help if they win. They just need to win. They just need to not f around and win.
1-0's good enough for you.
Yes, 1-0 is perfectly fine for me. What sucks too is I had Louis Oosthuizen.
Louis Oosthuizen.
Oh, yeah.
If he would have choked, your boy would have been in the green.
You know what? I don't know why this was the case on Sunday. We were very busy this weekend.
Yes.
I don't know why. I had no interest in the U.S. Open this Sunday.
I just watched none.
It was awesome.
I watched two hours on Saturday. I didn't watch any yesterday.
It.
Yeah.
I hope you can break it down, Mitch.
I can do a full breakdown. Especially Brooksy, Bryson DeChambeau just absolutely imploding in back nine. Oh, it made me so happy.
I don't know why you don't like him.
It made me so happy.
You're a douche. The Russians
are going to.
Oh, Mitch.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. That was a breakaway. The Russians nearly scored.
Do it.
Oh, my goodness. They call that a screaming Blankenbaker when you do that juke.
Russia. That's what it's known as.
Yes.
Okay. Screaming Blankenbaker. Oh, there it is. That's a screaming Blankenbaker right there.
I can't do this the whole show. I got to turn the TV off.
Do you mind saying you have $200 on this mat?
No, not that much.
You have $100 in this mat. You have $150 on this mat.
Oh, wow.
Boy, you're being coy. You're being Ents right now. I heard Ents had a terrible gambling weekend.
We've all had a bad weekend.
Yeah.
Well, you want to lay any blame on anybody publicly, Mitch?
No.
You want to, say who's faulted? Okay. I understand.
I can't keep track of all of Ents' bets anyways. My notebook I carry with me the entire, for the show.
Yeah.
It'd be full of me tracking Ents' bets. Like, it'd be full from the weekend.
It'd be like Russell Crowe, a beautiful mind.
Yeah. Yeah. This number's flying at you, imaginary,
Pi, 3.1. What is it? 3.14,
and then it goes on forever. Yep, that's correct.
Texas says, Campbell's Dump sure made sure you'd be successful in something other than sports.
I only went there 1 year, but yeah.
Texas says, it figures that MAGA Mitch could only name the Trump appointee.
Well, he was the only, right?
No. Amy Comey Barrett, he had two.
She's forgotten, though.
She has been forgotten for some reason. I don't know why, but she's been forgotten. No. Well, people are mad at her.
No, I don't know
I don't
who she is. I know. I only know Kavanaugh.
You only know Kavanaugh? Yeah.
ACB. Yeah. I don't know her, though. Like if you'd have done, is this a Supreme Court justice or, like, a sports figure?
You would have said she's a sports figure. Okay.
No.
Okay.
Like, I don't know. Can anyone in the audience right now name all Supreme Court justices? Oh, man. Russia had another screamer.
Look at that. That guy's 80 years old.
He's not 80. He just drinks vodka and smokes cigarettes.
He's awesome.
He's been smoking a cigarette in Russia since he was six.
Those unfiltered joints, too. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, cigarettes don't have any filters on them.
I mean, in all fairness, it doesn't matter.
It really doesn't.
They don't
no.
need to unpoison the cigarettes. Just poison them.
Yes,
what
exactly.
I say.
Don't lessen the poison.
437-9680 is the UPS jobs text line. Put that up. Bet Rivers Twitter poll. Mitch, can you name all 9 Supreme Court justices, yes or no? Cerebral, how many can you name?
Because
if you can't, me and Mitch are
I
done.
Can't.
We're
got...
done at Kavanaugh. I know Roberts.
Yeah, John Roberts.
And then the one that just passed away, who was
Ginsburg.
Yeah, Ginsburg.
Yeah.
But, I mean, then it gets bad, man. I'm telling you. I think I could only name 3 of 9. And then one died.
Yeah,
so you can
I
name...
can name 4 for sure.
All right, so who do you have?
John Roberts, he's the Chief Justice.
Right.
Amy Comey Barrett.
Okay.
Brett Kavanaugh and Sotomayor.
She was the one that
Obama
I should
appointed
known.
Her.
Yes.
Yes. And
She's a lib! She's a lib!
She is.
So what's the correct terminology? Can you name all 9 Supreme Court justices?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
By the way, Louis Ribot says Trump got 3 in. Oof. That seems rough for the country.
He got Kavanaugh. He got
Gorsuch.
Gorsuch. I forgot about Gorsuch. Yes, I forgot about Gorsuch.
How could you forget about Gorsuch?
I don't know. He was early on.
Was he early on?
It was Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, then ACB.
I should ask Louis. Now, was this Mitch McConnell appointing these, or was it Donald Trump?
No, this is Donald Trump.
Well, I'm talking behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes. I don't know what's going on behind the scenes.
I
don't have any. Yeah, I don't have any. You know, deep cover operatives that are feeding me information about Supreme Court justices.
Ence goes, I can name eight. I always forget one. Yeah, right. These aren't fake justices. These are the real ones.
Hidden justices.
Yeah, these aren't a hidden. This is not a hidden justice somewhere in D.C.
Yeah, underneath the Capitol building. The hidden justices.
Texas says, shocker, Strebel didn't know Clarence Thomas.
Clarence Thomas is one. Yep, forgot about it. That's a good one. After I hear their names, I'll be like, oh, yeah, Gorsuch. Oh, yeah, Clarence Thomas. Like, I know who they are. I just can't name off the top of my head.
Texas says, Nick Valvano's jeans look like the old rags in my grandpa's garage that he used to change his own oil in.
Old Nicky V, man.
Well, Nicky DeBoot, they had Carlo something, who's a local, I apologize. Dixon, is that it? Who's a local boxer. He was in the studio.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool. That's cool. Was he pretty? Was he scary looking, Mitch? Like a big boxer?
He's like a buck 40. He's like
a lightweight?
He's a small guy.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, lightweight guy.
He walked in the back and Pat goes, who the bleep is that? Like, it's some random guy just walk in.
Yeah.
Texas says Trump appointed three justices, big rig.
Okay. Someone, Louis Rabeau, said Gorsuch, and I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot Gorsuch.
Texas says, of course you forgot Clarence Thomas, big rig.
I forgot a lot. I forgot Gorsuch, too. I'm forgetting three more, because that's six. I'm forgetting three more.
I contend there's more people that are sending this in that they know them all, but I don't know if I believe them.
I don't believe them. I really don't.
Texas says Ennis could name all nine and then would lecture anyone who can't.
I think it would be more biscuit.
Texas says even Ennis's cat can name all nine.
See, these people, I don't believe any of them.
Texas, how do you not have Clarence Thomas? Listen, I got to be honest. I kind of thought Clarence Thomas was dead.
Well, no, Alito passed away not too long ago, and then Ginsburg passed away the previous year.
I thought Clarence Thomas may have been dead.
Yeah, well,
I have to be honest with that.
He's been there for a long time. He's an elderly gentleman.
He is.
Yeah, he's been there for a while. But, yeah.
You seem nervous. You're like a little nervous on this
topic. I'm not nervous. I'm not nervous at all.
They're helping break down amateurism.
And that's good, and I applaud them.
Kavanaugh agreed with Gorsuch.
Yeah.
And agreed with Sotomayor. I mean, they all agreed, whether they're a lib or
conservative.
Or they're a conservative.
They all agreed. Yeah, so those of you that have amateurism's good and blah, 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 stuff it with a sock, because even the conservative justices agree that these individuals need to be paid for their labor. And you should be applauding that. Don't you? You work in America, you get paid for it. That's what this is.
Texas says, blank can name all nine. He just needs a couple minutes.
Yeah, just a few more seconds. You know, I didn't reach for my Google device. You know, it came off the top of my head. My hands were not in my pocket. I wasn't reaching for my phone. Yep.
Alito's not dead, I'm being told now.
Scalia. Scalia's dead. Not Alito. Scalia's dead. Anton Scalia. That's the one. Alito is a justice, though. So
are we sure there's nine? I feel like we've named like 15 people.
I don't know who's alive and who's dead.
Scalia died.
All I know is that we're all happy that they're trying to tear down amateurism, but on the front, it's about educational things. Like now they can get post-grad opportunities and paid internships and computers. I'm like, wait a minute. If a football player didn't have they had a computer, right? Cam Newton threw his out a window.
Well,
or did he steal it
not
first?
His.
He stole it and then, put his name on it.
Yeah.
But you're telling me right now that Lamar Jackson couldn't get a damn laptop from Bobby Petrino?
An iPad? Something.
Yeah, you're telling me that wasn't going on? I don't know anyone. I can't imagine being on the side that's bothered at all by name, image,
and
likeness.
Neither can I. I do not understand that at all. People are really bothered. They are. They're really bothered by it. I'm like, why? Why do you care?
Texas says Alito isn't dead. He's still on the court.
Okay. Scalia's dead. I mixed Alito up with Scalia. I apologize. Scalia's passed away. Alito's on the court. So technically, now I've named five.
Texas says blank in Google. Here, you want to read this one? Here, yeah. Hang on.
This...
Well, this is the family one.
Oh, the family one.
Yeah, here you go.
Okay. Let's see. Right there. That's a weird. That's a weird thing to text. What the hell does that have to do with anything? What a bizarre. What are, you're sick, texter. You're weird. Who thinks the thing? I mean, seriously. Who's like, this dude is sitting in his office or sitting in his truck
or
wherever.
Reading text?
I'm not reading. No, I'm not giving him any more attention. That's sad. It's a cry for attention. You want to be noticed. You want me to read your text on the radio. I ain't doing it. It's stupid.
At some point today, Mitch, put this in your notebook. We need to do a deep dive. In fact, I kind of want to make this the 5 o'clock subject about the fake UK sports fan account.
Oh, my gosh.
That catfished a bunch of people over the weekend. But I may need you guys to help me with that a little bit.
That's all Streeble. I know nothing about that.
Wait, Mitch, you don't know anything about what we're talking about?
Nothing, no.
Really?
This took up hours of my Saturday.
Did it really? Okay.
Just the answering tweets and stuff. Like, I had already figured that out. I'll save it because I know it, but I figured this out years ago.
There was an account that's been catfishing people
for
years, and it has followers like, you know, your boy Jason Markham.
Yeah.
And John Clay.
And Larry Vaught.
And Larry, well, I mean, yeah.
Well, you saw her picture. Yeah. Yeah, no, we can get into that. I've got some stuff on that, absolutely.
Texas says, are we sure Durs 9?
Durs. Durs 9.
Oh, man.
That's great. Today's show is going to be interesting because there's, like, serious topics to discuss.
I don't know if this is serious.
And then there's nonsense. There's a lot of nonsense.
There's a bunch of nonsense.
How's that sound sheet looking?
Well, we have – here's things we need to get to. Nick Curran defending Joey Votto. Joey Votto embarrassed himself over the weekend.
Yeah, he did.
And I know Mitch has thoughts on that. Yeah. I know he'll have thoughts on that.
Made a kid cry.
He made a child cry, but he's just so interesting.
Yeah.
Mitch went to Lexington this weekend.
Boy, I can't wait to get into this. This might be my number one topic that I want to discuss. Yes, 100%. Because it was out of nowhere.
Mitch going to Lexganistan.
Yeah, with the enemy.
Okay. We can get into that as well. Louisville football got a new commit today.
Yeah. Saw that offer sheet, baby.
Mitch, you're fired up for Louisville football. You got an offensive lineman with a Columbian, a Brown, and Cornell.
Was Bicknell's territory, man.
Yeah, there you
go. Yeah, Northeast, baby. And, you know, I mean, Satterfield's just being super selective. Just really selective with who he's taking in this class. Just, he's got a keen eye on the talent that he wants, and this guy fits the bill.
He's Mean-Eye Moody. Going to a Ross McMahon. Yes. It's not Mean-Eye. Is it One-Eyed Moody?
I think it's One-Eye.
You know who I'm talking about? Yeah. I couldn't remember. That's a terrible reference. Mitch, do you have any idea when I say One-Eyed Moody what I'm talking about? Oh, Denmark! Oh, he almost scored, Mitch.
Oh, God.
The boot of a country. What's his name?
I don't.
He's a white dude with good hair
and a great beard.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Is it Harris?
No, there's like a K and a G in that
Harris
last name.
Harris with an absolute screamer that goes wide left by a yard.
Oh!
Heartbreak for Denmark.
Look at the
jubilation from the Russians.
You gotta be like Jeff Greer and crush the other team too.
Was Greer crushing the other team?
Oh, did you not hear that?
I heard. You know, Greer needs to worry about being up 3-0 and then having to hang on.
Whoa, oh,
yeah,
no kidding.
Greer needs to stop, you know, worrying. Mad-Eye Moody.
Mad-Eye Moody. Mad-Eye Moody. God.
Mitch, you know what Mad-Eye Moody is? Who he is.
That's a Harry Potter thing, isn't it?
It is.
It is. Okay. Wow.
I think he was a professor of the dark arts, was he not?
Yeah,
professor
he was. Of the dark arts. Yes.
How about that?
Yes. I'm shocked that Mitch knew that. But that is his, like, generation. He's the Harry Potter generation.
He's a Ross McMahon's fan.
It's a play. Run Mad-Eye Moody.
Yeah, well, the Atlanta Hawks are running the Ross McMahon's offense.
Oh, are they?
You didn't know that?
I didn't know that. So why was he in New Zealand? Why was he in Atlanta
Not for me to say.
Huh. Do they have his playbook?
I think they do.
Do they have to pay him royalties for that? did Trae Young send him a thank you text after clinching Game 7 last night?
Mitch, how much?
I just want to know that.
What day was it that Donnie went out? Was it Thursday or Friday?
Friday night.
Friday night.
What was your Friday night like? just on the surface, we'll take a break. We'll get Dan Lust up here, which, by the way, is a badass name.
Dan Lust?
If I was lawyer, Dan Lust would be my name. It would. It's such a fantastic name.
It really is.
It really is a great name.
My Friday night was watching the first half, accepting defeat, and going to play. It was a lot like, you remember the Louisville women's team? Remember that massive comeback,
yes.
Whoever they were playing, won Stanford?
Yeah. You talked to Bleep early on.
It was a lot like that. It was like Donnie and the Jazz got up to a huge lead, and I was like, all right. I was like, I'll accept defeat. I'm going to go play video games. Like, I don't want to watch the rest of this. And then I checked the score like 10 minutes later, and I see the other team making a little bit of a comeback. And then I watched the end of the game, and then I'm just a full terrorist on Twitter.
I woke up Saturday morning and just went and read all of Mitchell's tweets.
Did you?
And I enjoyed every single one of them.
Did you write your quickies this weekend? What were they? The Saturday quickies, what were they? What was the title?
Name, image, likeness.
You're all wrapped up in this name, image, and likeness.
I am. I'm fascinated by it.
You know Mitch Barnhart probably isn't.
No, I know, but Calipari is. Yeah. And Kentucky was actually the first university in this area to release at least some type of guidance of what they plan to do with it on Thursday. Kentucky did. Louisville didn't.
Texas says Dan Lust would be a great wrestling name. He'd be a Val Venus type character.
Oh, yeah.
Texas says over under Mitch has read 0.5 Harry Potter books. Oh, I got the under. I got him reading.
No, I said I read them all. I've read all the books, and wow. I've seen all the movies.
Wow, good for you, Mitch. Yeah. I'm
Texas
slightly
says,
disappointed, though.
Does Mitch know One-Eyed Willie from the Goonies?
You know, contrary to popular belief, and you'll make fun of this because it is Callaway County, even though I went to school in McCracken County when I was a
same
little
thing.
Kid.
Yeah. Same thing. I mean,
I was. Same thing. We had the. Streeble probably knows about this. They had the AR points.
Oh, yeah. Accelerated reader.
Yeah. You read a book, and then you had to take a test, and like how much you like understood the book. Your boy was like top of the class in AR points, like from kindergarten to like fourth grade.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I was a huge nerd. I read a bunch of books.
Texas says, so the guy who can't win a sports bet is the one busting on Donnie.
Yes.
Texas says, it's defense against the dark arts. Okay.
Oh, defense against the dark arts. Sorry, apologies.
I also had $100 on Clippers money line because I made a bet with some dude named Panther.
I mean, Mitch, 1-800-9 with it, buddy.
That was my
weekend.
You're
making side bets with a man named Panther.
That was my weekend.
Panther. So would he Venmo you the money or what?
No, it was kind of just like put your money where your mouth is. He had a bunch of money on the Jazz. I had a bunch of money on the Clippers.
Nice.
I didn't believe Donnie could get it done.
You're right. But he did fine. The team let him down.
How much did you guys talk about TVT? We gotta dive into that.
Oh, we talked about
okay.
it. Okay, even more.
Oh God, we gotta talk about that.
Yeah,
because Mitch ended up being totally right,
100%
and
right.
Something doesn't smell right about this.
It
still.
Doesn't.
I don't know what it is. That got finalized today, and you can ask me who made it, and I don't know.
Mitch watched it though.
I don't know one team. I don't know one player. I'm not gonna learn one team. I'm not gonna learn one player. I just cared about Shane Bohannon.
Yeah,
that's all that I cared about was one man, and then I guess Jalen Johnson screwed him over.
Yeah, he went to a different team.
Yeah, and when I heard that, I go, "Well, you do have a team full of jackasses."
Right? He's probably like,
I mean, some of these guys are like,
I mean,
the reason
Jalen
that
Johnson's
you don't
like
have a
fifth on that list in terms of jackasses.
Yeah, but they're. I mean, I say that like some of these guys, are the reason that you don't have a banner.
Right, they contributed to that.
Or in some of those years where there's stuff around the program.
Yeah.
That's what made me smile about it. But, you know, I don't care. They could have played or not played, and it didn't matter to me. So let's take a break. Dan Lust joins us next on The Take. It's a Monday. We got you till 6 o'clock.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
The numbers came out for that Iona-Alabama game. Huge numbers in Louisville.
Oh, I'm sure.
Huge numbers in Louisville. Iona, I tell you, you play Iona Games on the radio here, people will listen.
And James Strebel.
Yeah, you people will listen, not you.
No, not me, but I'm just saying, like fans that are pining
for... I love Strebel telling us what people listen to on the radio, a guy that rarely listens to the radio.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
One thing that I do care about is I like the Olympics. By the way, congratulations to the 40 family.
Absolutely.
Brick 40 making the Olympics. That coming out, what was it, yesterday, I think. All that, you know, was finalized yesterday. So congratulations, obviously, on that. The swimming is very interesting, as is the basketball side of things. And right now we have Kevin Durant, who has committed to playing. I guess that surprises me. Mm-hmm. We have Devin Booker, who's going to be on the team. Bam Bam's going to be on the team. I know I'm missing somebody else. I know Donovan Mitchell will not be on the team.
He opted to heal that ankle.
That's the thing that I was the most wrong about. I tried to spin everything as, it could be the summer of Donnie.
Yeah.
It could be the summer of Donnie goes to the finals. He's averaging, you know, 35 a game, whatever it is, in the NBA playoffs, and he's balling out, and that doesn't happen. He won't play in the Olympics. Devin Booker will. I want to get into, as we go today, probably late 4 into the 5 o'clock hour today, just laziness, the local laziness of the Devin Booker, his time at Kentucky, and why he wasn't, you know, 5-6 years into the league, what he was as an 18-year-old for one season on that Kentucky team. But let's get Dan Lust in here. I like this guy on Twitter. We've just never been able to make it work and have him on the air, but I'm really happy to do so. Conduct Detrimental is the podcast. He's a professor in New York Law School, and he's one of the great follows on Twitter as it pertains to everything going on with the NCAA right now, name, image, and likeness, and much more. Dan Lust joins us here on the program at Sports Law Lust. Dan, good afternoon, sir. How are you, man?
I'm good. I'm happy finally get to be on the show, and I can explain this historic day for college sports.
Well, I want to ask you why it's historic, and we can get into that. I know you're going on radio all around the country. How many stations have you been on today, roughly, or are going to be on today?
3 so far, another 6 before I go to sleep tonight. Okay. And maybe I won't go to sleep, guys. Yeah. Maybe that's the move.
Well, there you go. Very, very busy. And speaking of sports law, with all the different lawsuits and everything around Louisville, Dan, you're talking to the right people. We'll have lots of questions. There's always something going on. You called it historic. That has been the narrative by everybody today. If you can, in layman's terms, what happened today and why is it so impactful?
So I guess let's kind of unpack it. So the actual decision is not something that's so groundbreaking, right? What actually happened? There was a case that was decided against the NCAA at the district court level, which is the lowest, the appellate level, and then it was affirmed by the Supreme Court. So that's basically saying they agree with what happened. It's nothing new, right? They're just saying we agree with the lower court. So, you know, this isn't a day where college athletes can start getting paid and there's free agent transfer portal market. That doesn't happen today. But it does send a very big signal. 40 years ago, the NCAA took on a case called Board of Regents, which maybe people wouldn't have heard of, but there was a fancy time where Georgia and Oklahoma and a lot of the football powerhouses were threatening to leave the NCAA. And there was a lawsuit about that case, and what ended up resulting was college sports as we know it. The television contracts exploded. And football and really all sports really kind of became a billion-dollar business. So, I don't mean to speak in kind of grandeur, but at the end of this decision, Justice Kavanaugh is laying out a world where student-athletes will be treated like employees, which is something that we've never even considered in 100 years of college sports. So 40 years ago, they were talking about how that decision could change college sports and maybe infuse some more money to the member schools. And now, you know, today we have a decision that's talking about a fair market value when it comes to student athletes, which has never happened before. So, yeah, I think it's signaling something very seismic on the college sports front.
Was it expected that Justice Kavanaugh would have the strongest opinion in all of this?
I think it was tough to tell. If you watch the oral arguments back on March 31st, Justice Kavanaugh came in, and you could tell he was maybe one of the bigger sports fans on the bench that he felt near dear to this.
Sure.
I remember watching on the 31st, and all of the judges were taking their turns picking apart the carcass that was the NCAA. But, you know, you've seen this, you've been around it enough. Just because all the judges are against one of the particular lawyers doesn't exactly mean that the decision's going to be 9-0. And in our world, there are very few things that are bipartisan, where both sides can kind of agree a college athlete should get paid. But the 9-0 decision is a very big shot across the bow that, hey, the NCAA is public enemy number one when it comes to the legislature, as we're seeing right now, and now the judicial branch. So, you know, the walls are kind of coming in on the NCAA.
You mentioned the walls are coming in. Dan Lust with us. So, what's – I know they released a statement in the NCAA. I mean, listen, I am no fan, and people of Louisville, Kentucky, Dan, I'm sure, as you know, are no fans of the NCAA for a myriad of reasons. So, like, what's the effect here, whether it be educational, whether it be name, image, and likeness? Obviously, I want to ask you how that translates to what we saw at all today. But when you say the walls are caving in, what is that going to look like, I guess? What sorts of things are going to make up big changes, institutional changes within the NCAA?
I mean, here's the biggest one. We had some news that came out earlier today, if you want to believe these reports. But, you know, 10 days from today is July 1st, and everyone has circled July 1st for months as being the first date in our country where there will be some athletes in certain states that will be able to profit off their name, image, and likeness. We can shout them out, but, you know, the big ones are Florida, Texas, you know, Georgia, a lot of SEC schools, but six. Yep. Six states are on the line. Now, what the NCAA basically said this morning, again, if you want to believe the reports, they were going to come out with a version of the NCAA's version of name, image, and likeness, which would have been a kind of a placeholder. If your state didn't have name, image, and likeness, you could use the NCAA's version for the time being. So what the NCAA, again, you want to believe the reports, came out and essentially said, hey, actually, we as the NCAA are likely not going to do that. But schools, you guys are free to come up with your own version of name, image, and likeness, and we won't penalize you for it. So you guys are kind of asking what this means. You know, the walls are closing in on the NCAA. The NCAA kind of just said, hey, schools, this is not our problem. It can be your problem. And what we saw during the pandemic, guys, the power was shifted to the conferences. Do you guys want to play college football, or do you not want to play? So I think if you're just reading the writing on the walls, we are shifting more towards an era where the NCAA is not this uniform governing body where power is being given to the conferences, the schools, and now today, guys, the student athletes. So I think it's a really big shift. I don't think that could be understated.
Do you think name, image, and likeness will go? I mean, I guess, how do you think that will play out in 10 days? Do you think that will become a conference thing? Is that what you foresee? I mean, who knows what's going to happen here in the next 10 days? The NCAA can say one thing. We know, you know, we know with our government that could take a while, obviously. There's going to be some bickering back and forth. How do you foresee that happening in 10 days? And if that goes to the conferences and schools, like you said, Dan, that's a massive change.
Yeah, the Senate has come out and said that they're not going to be able to have a federal bill in the next 10 days. A federal bill, for people that are following this, I know I'm very closely. You know, six states, 10 states, 15 states having their own version of name, image, and likeness. It's almost as if you had a different drinking age in each state, right? You had 18, 19, 20. That's why the federal government at some point, you know, years ago, came in and said the drinking age will be a clean 21. It's a clean law. Everyone knows it. It's good for the, you know, for the states, for the vendors, for the whoever's going to the bars. That's what we're looking at with a federal law, because if federal law comes in, everything is clean. There are no recruiting advantages. The problem is just timing is not on the NCAA side. It's not on the federal government side. 10 days to come up with this before Florida, Georgia, all those states come into effect. The transfer portal closes right around the same time. So when the smoke clears, you could see a world where those NIL states gain an advantage
because
their politicians having some savviness. So yeah, that's the fear here, that you could cause irreparable harm if these recruiting classes are really indicative of, you know, having some favoritism towards name, image, and likeness states. So, yeah, there's a world, and I just want to put it on people's radars, that the NCAA in the next 10 days could file something that's called an injunction and try to freeze those states from enforcing those laws. So that's really their last available piece of ammunition in this bag of tricks. So we'll see if the NCAA doesn't do anything. We're going to have chaos on July 1st, which, guys, maybe is for the best.
Oh, yeah, no, we're good on chaos.
I love it.
Yeah, no, we're good. We're waiting around here for the NCAA and IARP to make a decision on all this Louisville stuff that was like 4 years ago. And now when they're battling this front, it may never happen. Of course, you get into name, image, and likeness and everything else. And the changes within the NCAA. Where do you think the NCAA's power will be just as an entity that can get some TV deals done. If they, you know, if power goes to the conferences even more, and power goes to the players even more, name, image, and likeness, and everything else, where does the NCAA have power, in your opinion?
Well, think about it. The NCAA has always been like the overseeing rule body, right? And there's NCAA infractions, and just like you guys are seeing over in Louisville, the NCAA gets to hand out the punishment, be the judge, jury, and executioner. So all of a sudden, you have state and federal law that are kind of impinging on the NCAA's jurisdiction. And then, you know, the power that the NCAA kind of does wield, maybe not in college football, but in other sports, they were kind of divesting to the schools and the conferences to make decisions during the pandemic. So, you know, I'm not one to deal in like grandeur and stuff like that, but you know, the NCAA's power seemingly has kind of fallen off in the last 2, 3, 4 years. And even Mark Emmert, right? Mark Emmert was at the Senate hearing on June 10th, and they were kind of saying, "Hey, Mark, why haven't you been able to figure out name, image, and likeness? You guys are incompetent." And Mark Emmert said, "Well, you know, it's not really me; it's the board of directors, and like, so the president of the association is passing the buck." Right? Who's really in charge? What power does Mark Emmert have? I think that's all in flux right now. So 10 years from now, I know we're figuring out college football schedules 10 years into the future today. I'm not sure that the NCAA, as we know it, will exist 10 years from today. I think we're just seeing so many changes on that front.
Dan Lust with us at Sports Law Lust. If you want to follow him, the Conduct Detrimental podcast, if you want to find that on Apple or anything else. I guess last one, the case today that came out was tied to education, right? Like paid internships, the payment for student athletes has been, you know, the room, the board, the free education. And we know that there is a dollar value on that, but that has essentially been capped. Am I reading that right, which gets into antitrust and it gets into trying to control a marketplace? I guess, can you explain that? And why would the NCAA fight that, I guess, and have this go all the way to the Supreme Court? I would imagine it's because of what we talked about earlier, Dan, and that is it opens Pandora's box. I guess that would be the answer, but can you explain that to us?
Yeah, sure. I mean, this is when we started. This decision doesn't really have anything to do with name, image, and likeness, but it's the optics, right? This was a 45-page decision, if you want to read the majority, the concurrent. And really, you could have summed this decision up into one word, affirmed, right? They confirmed the lower court's opinion. So they spent 45 days kind of laying into the NCAA's position. So, yeah, this is about non-educational-related benefits. It's about, what internship you could have for the summer. And I think the NCAA has always had a concern. You know, and maybe it's founded. I'm not, you know, they might know better than I would. But if you're going to take an externship with, let's say, some rich alum that works at like Goldman Sachs, right?
Right.
And they can
right.
pay you some exorbitant summer salary. The NCAA has been trying to control that. And the court said that they shouldn't be able to exert that level of control for someone that is not an employee, someone that you are not paying benefits to. Why are you able to exert that level of control? And that's kind of what you got to Judge Kavanaugh's concurring opinion. You know, these are not employees. They are not being paid their fair market value. And why? Why should the NCAA and the NCAA alone be able to do this to student athletes? And then that famous line that I think will go down in the history books, the last line of the concurring opinion, the NCAA is not above the law. So I think that kind of sums it up. You know, whatever the NCAA protections they thought they would have at the judicial level, that's a really big signal that they're not going to be protected by the Supreme Court and therefore all these little circuit courts beneath them, district courts. They all have to abide by the Supreme Court. So whether you're pro-NCAA or anti-NCAA, this is the law of the land, that the NCAA is not above the law.
Yeah, and it feels like they have been, you know, for so long, and so that's going to be the statement. Well, Dan, appreciate the time. On the next radio hit you do, you should ask the radio gas bags there if they can name all 9 Supreme Court justices. We put ourselves on the hot seat today, and it didn't go over so well. I think my partner over here, James Strieb, I think he killed one of the Supreme Court justices or two.
I got Alito and Scalia mixed up.
Yeah, it's not good, Dan. You know, the majority of Americans.
Hopefully you mentioned
name any of them.
That was still alive. That's all I hope for you guys.
Yeah,
that's all we can do. Well, Dan, appreciate it. Appreciate the work, and have a good time today. Going on all over the country. We'll catch up down the road. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, guys.
All right, thank you. Dan Lust with us here on ESPN 680 105.7. There you go.
Highly interesting conversation there. I enjoy that.
I'm glad you did.
Very much.
Whatever makes you happy.
Yeah, I did.
What I find interesting about it. Is this, you know, if we don't get a national, and it's not going to happen now.
Right.
If you're not getting a national law.
Like a federal law, a blanket federal law.
That is something that, you know, I mean, listen, the left and the right are going to want to get things that matter to them.
Sure,
100%. In this bill. And that's going to take some time.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much time, but it's going to take some time. I would be worried. Well, let me back up. I would feel better if this were done by the conferences, I think, on the front of things.
I'm with you on that.
Okay, but I say that not knowing, because Louisville, I feel would be all in and ready to go.
Sure.
And I don't have any evidence that Kentucky wouldn't. But that would worry me a little bit more with Mitch Barnhart.
Well,
and that might be unfair. And so when it comes down to the SEC,
yeah.
If there's one thing the SEC is not going to do, and the ACC is not, I mean, the ACC believes they're a damn good football institution, mm-hmm. Institution
sure.
with Clemson,
yeah.
Okay, obviously. And basketball-wise, they feel like they're the best.
They're superior.
They're the cradle of college basketball.
Right.
The SEC, we know how much they think of themselves, especially on the football side. So those two conferences that we deal with the most, and listen, the Big Ten would be the same with Indiana and others. I feel like those conferences aren't going to get behind, right?
Right.
And if they can sense they are behind, there might be some that aren't as ready to go. There might be some universities. Like we can use Vanderbilt, for instance, or maybe, you know, Wake Forest on the ACC side. They might not be as gung-ho as Alabama and Georgia, or as gung-ho as Clemson,
sure.
or whatever it may be, Miami. But they're a part of the bigger picture.
Yeah.
And the bigger picture is you're a part of a conference, and when you're part of a conference, you do I mean that's
you're supposed to be unified as a conference.
In the SEC, that's why it wasn't when they voted last year not to play non-conference games, and South Carolina voted.
Yeah.
You know, because they're like, we'll go play Clemson, we'll get our brain speed in, we'll go play Clemson though. That was odd because the SEC, you don't see a lot of that.
Yeah, stepping out of line.
The public vote that they put out there, doesn't have to be the first one, but the public vote they put out there is, hey, this was, you know, this is unanimous. Okay,
right.
we all wanted this as part of the SEC. I just, Kentucky and what they think about it, to me, I'm just not as sold on, and I feel like they have more to gain than just about anyone. I just don't know compared to Louisville. Now,
well, Louisville hasn't said anything. Kentucky's at least put something out. Louisville hasn't put anything out.
Yeah, I mean, they did name, image, and likeness. Diener did all the interviews
okay.
with the company that they hired to facilitate
it. Kentucky had like a website that like goes through everything that they want to accomplish and how they're going to integrate name, image, and likeness. And John Calipari retweeted that and was like, hey, this is great. We're on board.
When did he retweet
it? This was Thursday.
It? Yeah.
This was Thursday.
What happened earlier that week?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, no, absolutely.
What happened earlier that week? Connect the dots. Kentucky, John Calipari's name was out there for an NBA job.
It was.
There you go.
But still, they're moving on it.
And 2 days later, Kentucky's like, no, we're in a name, image, and likeness.
I know what John Calipari thinks about it. And what John Calipari thinks about, that's what Kentucky's going to think about it.
Well, I mostly agree with that. But the point that I would be making is the state government around here is so jacked up.
They don't even meet again until January.
And you can't trust the schools.
No.
Right? And, I don't trust the conferences, but I know the ACC and SEC would not let themselves lag. That's all that I know.
Yeah.
I know they wouldn't be, you know what? The Big Ten, why don't you guys have this? I mean, it's, looking back at it, how many years, like, the Big Ten Network went?
Yeah.
Before the SEC Network jumped into bed?
Yeah.
Like we're going to look back and say, damn, the Big Ten Network got this, you know, what was it? You know, it was more than 5 years, eight years. Head
they
start.
Right before everybody.
Head start on everything. So we need to take a break. We were going to do an announcement at 4. Let's move it back to 5. Is that okay?
Okay, yeah, sure.
Is that okay with you?
It's your show, absolutely.
Mitch, is that okay with you?
That's okay with me.
Okay. Well, there we go.
Eating.
What were you eating?
Yeah.
You can tell
chocolate?
I'm eating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some Jimmy John's. I forgot to eat lunch today.
You always forget to eat lunch.
You do. Got to cut a lot of sound. I do see.
I'm stress eating right now. Denmark's up 1-0. I'm stress eating.
You're fine.
They're fine. Russia's terrible.
Yeah, Russia's is
terrible.
You know that.
Yeah, but they cheat.
Well, yeah, that's why Blaine
yeah,
loves them.
Yeah, but if you jack them with boy, I gotta watch out what I say now. Oh. With steroids, you jack them up with steroids. That's not gonna do anything.
No, it's not for soccer. I don't think.
Not now.
No, not now.
Not in the middle of
the
match.
Not the game. Yeah.
Can a booster shot like change your muscles in your leg?
Not immediately.
I don't think that's the case at all.
Plus, they're in Denmark, so you get the home cooking for them too.
We have a ton of sound today, so we'll get into that. I mean, the Ben Simmons discussion is interesting.
Boy, yeah.
Devin Booker discussion is interesting. Your boy Donnie is interesting. I had a buddy say, no one calls him Donnie except for, like, around here, a few people.
Mobile Twitter.
Yeah,
I mean, that's where
it just blew up
in mobile Twitter.
So we can get to that as well. We got you until 6 o'clock. 2 more hours to go. We'll go over Strebel's Father's Day as well next here on ESPN 680.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200 plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.